Hello, everybody. This is Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. I'm Maureen, and this is my brother.
Hi, this is Brian.
And on this podcast, we share channelings we receive from ascended masters, star beings, and occasionally our ancestors. And, you know, I want to address, someone asked me recently, like, what do you mean by star beings? So that's just another word for alien. Alien is a word that means like strange, different. And the star beings that we work with, they're all about love, baby. So today's podcast is all about the power of calling on those above. So you may not realize it, but you got a posse with you and they're ready to help you. And who wouldn't want a little bit of help now and then? So Brian, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, thanks, Maureen. So we got this message a while back from Metatron. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Metatron. He's like the leader and the most powerful archangel. And so the one thing that was interesting, just to decide, was, so we do these, Maureen and I both do these meditations from Maureen Saint Germain that are available on Spotify, and they call on your archangels to help you. And so one theme that you're going to see throughout this day is you've got all this support that's there and willing to help, but you have to ask for it. And this, I know it, I felt the same way. I think a lot of people feel like, oh no, I can't do that, or I'm asking too much, or it's selfish. I'm like, no, they're there. That's what they're, all these angels and guides are there to help you, but they have to be invoked or asked to help for anything for them to do what they can do to, you know, bring forth different things in your life. So that's a key thing. So anyway, as a background, Maureen and I both do these meditations with a bunch of different archangels, and including Metatron. And so then Metatron came through in a channeling. And the interesting thing was, I think, Maureen, you could visually see him. And they said, and he was sort of laughing because he said, you fail to recognize us even though you call on us every day. And, you know, he talks about, now, since you call on us, we live in your abode, we walk by your side, we guard your every action, your thoughts. So first of all, I want to turn it over to you and get your, you know, reaction to when you channeled this. What were you thinking?
Well, first of all, I'm psychic and I can see, hear, and feel. So I'm clairvoyant, clairsentient, and I'm all the clairs. And, you know, let me tell you, Metatron is huge. I'm just a giant, giant, giant. The way he looks is just, do you remember like the Goodrich Tire Man? It was just like all like white and like tire, like puffy white tires, like one on top of the other. Like that's what he looks like. And he's just a giant man. And I was just like, whoa. I mean, anyone who would have a giant archangel just appear, like you'd be like, what is going on? And yeah, I mean, he was kind of laughing like, hello, you've called on us. So guess what? We're here. And yeah, so I'm really grateful for you, brother, for introducing those, that meditation. I think it's called the Rainbow Archangel Meditation. And it's a beautiful meditation. I mean, I don't know about you, Brian, do you do this? I actually say aloud, there's different parts where she says, like, you know, ask Archangel. And I say those words a lot aloud as we go through each Archangel. I mean, do you do the same thing?
I do. Yeah. I think that there's power to that. Definitely. Right. So then Metatron went on to say, he said, dear one, we wish to bring forth assistance for now. The time for calling on those that you love to form new communities, new connections, to strengthen the bond of love that unites the planet. And they said, these bonds shall seem like a grid across the planet and shall unify and strengthen the planet's hold in this new world. So we wish to rush forth our assistance, but we need to be called into action, exactly what I was saying before. So then, Maureen, once you go over, you came up with like a simple prayer that did what they're asking. So this is a prayer that's sort of calling on, you know, the forming of the bonds of love throughout the world. And once you go through, and I think this would be a great one to share with everyone and start having everyone we know, you know, and listening to this, to use this prayer as an example.
Yeah. So let me tell you, this prayer was edited because I channeled it the first time and they're like, let's change it. Let's change up some words. So it is, and it is something that I have in the notes section on my phone, and I say every morning, and it is, I call on the archangels and Metatron to rush forth to offer assistance in forming bonds of love at this important time on the planet between all those beings on my particular planet. And I am grateful for the archangels' help with securing bonds and connections of love that will benefit all. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a really beautiful prayer and a beautiful way to start your day. So I'm grateful for the archangels.
Same here. All right. Well, then we had another message. We've talked about our grandparents before, Stephen and Mary, on our dad's side, and they came to us and they had a similar type of message. And they say, we wish to remind you of the power of calling on us and know that we dutifully watch over, but we do need your assistance in calling for our help. So one easy way to access additional help is to create a blanket statement at the beginning of the day. So, and then they gave us this prayer, and the same thing, I add this to my list of daily sayings. And then, you know, they're here for us if we need them throughout the day. So what were your thoughts on this? And then if you want to go ahead and read this to everyone.
Yeah, and I think it's also important that the other communication we got from our grandparents earlier was that we put in an earlier session that if a photo existed of them in Brian's home, then that provided, you know, easy access for them to come in and help. And I recently shared this with my youngest child because I went to their roller derby match last Friday and they really wanted to win this match. And it was against the champion from last year's season. And I just called on grandma and grandpa and they won by 50 points. And my youngest child was like, you know, wow, what happened there? And I was like, well, I called on your great grandparents. And I told my youngest child about this. And they wanted a picture of my grandparents, their great grandparents, to put up in their condo. So I think that that's another way to access support. And even though I travel the world continually, I have that on my list of things to do. I'm going to print out a picture of them and just stick it in my wallet. But this is the prayer they said they gave me. And it says, I call upon you to roll out the red carpet so that every experience that I may enjoy may be of the highest vibration for me and all those that I encounter. And I say this with the Archangel prayer first thing I get up in the morning. And I'm sure you do the same, Brian, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the main message is, I don't know, some people I think feel like, you know, again, uncomfortable with this, but I think you have to embrace it and you'll see the results. So that's, yeah, that's is interesting. And, go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want to add, I did a healing session for a friend in need yesterday, and it was funny. The first thing that came through when I channeled, like, what assistance is required here, was like, ask for help. And I saw Kuan Yin. Well, I don't even know who Kuan Yin is, but anyway, I saw this beautiful towering blue, I mean, white angelic figure, like, towering over his. My friend's two-story living room, and I was, you got all this help here. I mean, who else has got Kuan Yin in their living room? But it's the same situation. Kuan Yin can't help unless activated and asked for help. So, and it's the same situation, and that's too why people like have statues of, Buddha or Kuan Yin or a dragon or whatever, because when you have those things in your home, you're bringing forth that energy. You have a dragon statue in your house, you're bringing forth dragon energy into your home. So, yeah, this is a message that we are encountering again and again and again. And I will tell you, my life is feeling very magical and dreamy right now. And I know that it's not a result of my own efforts. It's a result of all of the efforts of the wonderful beings who surround me. And I'm betting you're the same, brother.
That's so true. Very true. Okay. And then the third topic is just one I lopped in with this, that it's just one that I think is really beneficial. It's been very beneficial to my sister and me, and I just want to talk about it. It's called the Merkabah. So let me give you some background. The Merkabah is actually a Hebrew word that means chariot. And the Merkabah is the light body. It's a vehicle that transports us from the material world to the spiritual world. So it combines sacred geometry and light energy to link your physical, mental, and spiritual being to source or God. So, so we do this same sort of thing. I guess one thing we keep on plugging is, there's an author that we've read on his books called Drenvlo. I have a trouble with the last name, Melchizedek.
Oh, Melchizedek, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think Maureen Saint Germain used to work with him, but they both are aligned the same things. And they both have Merkaba meditations available on Spotify. We do the Maureen Saint Germain just because it's quick. I mean, I think it's 7 minutes. So you're not asking for a lot of time, but in 7 minutes on a daily basis, this has had a big impact on both of our lives. And so it's just another thing that Merkaba is sort of like this three-dimensional symbol, is two like three-dimensional triangles in opposite directions, and that spin. And so you sort of envision that, but before we get into some of the messages that we got about the Merkaba, what overall do you think has been like the biggest benefit of doing the Merkaba meditations that you've noticed, Maureen?
Okay, so the biggest benefit for me is, so when you do the Merkaba meditation, which, and also if you don't have Spotify, Drenvlo has a Merkaba meditation on YouTube, which is 13 minutes long. So again, it's just not a huge amount of time. But the one with Maureen Saint Germain, you go within inside your heart, and she helps you to begin to form a connection with your higher self, which is just astounding for me. And you're supposed to ask your higher self like a trivial question. And whatever the answer is, you have to follow it. So if you have a question of, what should I do today or whatever, and it has to be a small question, not, should I move to New York City or LA? I mean, it's got to be a small question. But that has been astounding. And what she's helping you to do is build a connection further and further and further, so that, after a lengthy practice, you can totally rely on your higher self and less on your egoic self, which, I mean, come on. Who does not want to be ruled by the higher self as opposed to the egoic self? So, and the other thing I'll tell you is it really gets going. It took me, I don't know how long it took me, but Brian was one who introduced this to me. And at first I was like, what the heck is going on here? But it took me a couple of weeks, but I can actually feel movement. Like I can feel movement. This thing is, when you get this thing going, like it's actually spinning, you know? What do you find most beneficial for the Merkaba?
Yeah, I mean, just, I think it's just very powerful. We were just having talking before we got on here, and then just feel just so much more vibrant and have so much more energy than I used to as well. So as well as, I mean, the connection to everyone, that it's, I think it is a game changer. And so a couple different things that came up over the time back when we were talking to Aura, they said the Merkaba activation, this is when they were starting out, they were telling us that we should be doing this Merkaba activation meditation. But they said the Merkaba activation is essential to the freedom of one's being. It requires daily practice for 30 to 60 days. Now, I think according to like Maureen St. Germain, she recommends like you do it at least for like a year. And then after a year, you may not need to do it every day. You may not need to do it just periodically, but then it sort of is on like automatic mode. But they go on, or it goes on to say, it's not as difficult as many imagine, and that they will assist us with the activation of our Merkaba fields. This process should rapidly accelerate your spiritual progression. What do you think of that?
I'm all for that. You know, rapidly accelerates spiritual progression. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then the other thing the Cedars said, which this is what I was saying, I really feel like this is how I feel it for me. It says the Merkaba is a tool, an essential tool to creating the optimal balance in the human form. So I think it's just a daily thing to just get your, you know, human form in the optimal balance for the beginning of the day, and it's going to set you on the right path for the day. So I highly recommend it to all.
Yeah. And supposedly like, this is how, you know, this is how like the ascended masters, and like my understanding is like, you can travel through this. Like, this is how you would travel by thought, is by using your Merkaba field.
Right.
So, you know, you read those stories about like the yogis in India or Tibet, where all of a sudden their master who's dead, who's passed away like 20 years ago, just appears. Well, the way they do that is apparently via the Merkaba. So, yeah. And I love reading about all those magical stories. So,
yeah. So, you know, I'm reading the Drenvalo's heart book. I can't remember the name, Maureen, but anyway, in there, one thing I found is really interesting. They talk about there's this tiny area of your physical heart that they said heart surgeons know never to touch. And if it's touched during like a surgery, that the patient immediately dies. But that is where that is like the focal point where I think, like you're saying, they give so many different examples where a lot of our, you know, sort of tribal beings, tribal groups from around the world know how to tap into this and have all these, you know, powers to be able to download different information and do some amazing things from like tapping into this area of your heart. So that's, again, another thing to read these Drenvalo books. I highly recommend them, and really you get a lot of great information.
Yeah, I'm grateful for Drenvalo. Like, He's the teacher definitely who resounds with me the most at the present time. So I'm grateful for all the books that he's done. And again, he's got teachings that are on YouTube, like seminars that people have recorded. And so just free information there that is really transformational.
All right. Well, until next time, so keep in mind, we're available for any comments or questions at lovefromabovepodcast@gmail.com. And just sending you peace, love, and guidance on your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you next week.